Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
I did have a dream last night that I ate a peanut butter sandwich with regular bread, knowing it was regular bread. And like, so I'm curious as to what that means.
Because you're celiac.
Yeah. Because it's just so weird that, like, I just really wanted it.
What a random thing to think about.
Yeah, and that's the only thing I remember.
I think peanut butter has something, because it's hard to, you can't.
Because we have Lori Loewenberg, the dream doctor, on all the time, there's something, Steve has, like, started to, like, hone in on what you do. Because it's like, we get all caught up in, like, oh, my God, there was gum in my mouth and I couldn't get it out. It's like, there's something you need, like, you would never think of it, but it just means it's something you need to say.
Yep.
There's something in your mouth you can't get out, means there's something, it's literally literal when you have dreams like that. Mm-hmm. So peanut butter could be like, oh, boy. She's looking it up.
To dream of peanut butter represents feelings about how quick, easy, and unimportant something is to you.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
So what's unimportant?
Celiac? You're over it? You're, like, done?
No, I have no idea. Because I remember being like, oh, I'm like, I don't want to eat this, but I have to.
So you have to do something you don't want to do.
But she's doing something that would harm, that she knowingly would, it wouldn't
kill. It wouldn't kill me, no. It would just be painful for the next 5 days.
Are there people who would
days.
Kill?
Yeah. You can be like peanut allergies. There are people that are.
Do we talk about this on the air, that super celiac people can get drunk on bread?
Yes.
That's a real thing?
Yeah.
Like, because their body basically breaks the yeast down in their stomach and it turns into alcohol.
Yeast, duh, right?
And it's just like, boom, it's like somebody got a DUI or something. And they were like, I swear I didn't drink.
Yeah.
And I was like, I might have eaten gluten. And they actually got out of it.
Are you going to remember that for the next time?
I'm going to definitely try. I'm celiac. No.
It's the gluten.
I don't know what to do with that. Should we get?
I think we need to monitor Aaron on a 24-hour basis. Take turns.
Tackle her every time she goes to the bread aisle at the store. That's really a weird.
Yeah.
You know what's even weirder, though, is that yesterday, I don't know if it's related at all or complete coincidence, but I brought up how my roommate used to eat spoonfuls of peanut butter.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
We do take little bits of the things, like the things we've heard in the day, right?
Those are always my dreams, like a little bit different than what happened that day or what was going to happen. Sort of like reality mixed with like the future or whatever. That's usually what my dreams are like. Or someone said something to me and then they said that to me in the dream.
And then you just react differently? Do you get to live out your fantasy of telling them to like F off? Or
no, it's never like that. It's just, I don't know. Like I just pick things throughout my real life and they show up in my dream.
I remember one dream maybe every 90 days. At
same
maximum.
I'm proud hardly of you guys. Ever. The fact that you guys dream means you're getting REM sleep. I haven't dreamt in years.
For real?
Wow.
Uh-huh. And that's part of not getting REM sleep. So you guys are all getting good REM sleep.
REM sleep is usually, though, I thought right at the beginning of when you fall asleep and right at the end. Or is that when you're deep?
Because
I usually, the only times I remember a dream is when it's that thing just before I wake up. Like literally.
You're flying and all of a sudden you're about to.
No, it's not. I don't have to get jolted up, but it's like just before. Like I will kind of have a dream and then wake up at 3 a.m. and go, oh, my God, I should write that down. And then I don't write it down. And then I don't remember it the next morning. I remember wanting to remember it, but I don't remember anything about it. But the ones I remember happen like right when my alarm goes off. If like I have to get the kids up for school, then I remember a dream. But they're never fun. They're just, I have the most mundane, like.
You can actually like strengthen that muscle of remembering your dreams. If you, when you wake up, you're supposed to remain still with your eyes still closed. And then just sit there and like your dream will come back to you and then write it down.
Cool.
Immediately, like right when you wake up. Okay. And you'll start to remember them more and more and more. It's like a muscle. It's weird, but I don't know. There's too many things happening in the morning for me to give it a true shot.
I know, I'm with you.
So if you had an erotic dream, you could redo the dream right before your...
What do you mean?
I don't think anybody wants to do,
I'll have erotic dreams, but I won't remember them until like later in the day. I'll be like doing, like driving somewhere and all of a sudden, oh, whoa.
Oh, it just comes flooding back
mm-hmm.
to you?
And I'm like, whoa, I need to pull over or something. Yeah. But if I could do that thing with Amber was saying.
Nobody wants. You could do that on your own time.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.